Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
That's right. The Drive is live. We appreciate you jumping in with us on this Thursday, YouTube and Twitch. We see you out there. Shout out to Magic, Cam, Rob, Brandon. We see you out there. Badass. We see you on YouTube and Twitch as well. We appreciate you joining in with us as we are here till 6 o'clock. Fellas, today is the last day. Last day as baseball has its...
Praise be.
Its break will be over tomorrow. Full slate of baseball. The Astros get back on the diamond for what is now a much bigger series than it felt like coming out of that Dodgers series after they swept the champs, the L.A. Dodgers. You got the Mariners for three in Seattle, who you went 1-5 on your homestand. They came off of sweeping the team with the best record in baseball, the Tigers, and now that lead is down to five. You've got those Mariners on the road for the next three starting tomorrow. It's big. Second half coming out. Five-game lead, Clint. You're in a good spot. Second best record, I believe, in the American League. Maybe the Blue Jays have tied it. They've gotten hot lately. But you're right where you want to be. What are you feeling like in the second half? 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump on that too. What are you feeling like in the second half?
Well, look, I feel really good about where the Astros are right now and what they've got coming back. And I mean, we keep talking about the cavalry's coming. And you know, that's a phrase that's probably thrown around way too loosely in sports. But the reality of it is the Astros, with the Astros, damn it, the cavalry's coming. You're talking about possibly a couple of starters. You're talking about your leadoff hitter, your 3-4 hole hitter. I mean, you're talking about some serious help coming down the stretch here, and you've already got that five-game lead in the division. The question is when, right? So with the Astros, for me, is who comes back, who actually makes it back, and when they get back, which players help the most? And that is a legit question, right? Most of us sit around and go, well, yeah, well, let's get X player back and be full and be the best pro, you know, best team we can be. The reality is, man, you got some big-time guns that are out, and there's a conversation to be had about all of them look like they're coming back. Spencer Arrighetti looks like he's coming back. Yordan Alvarez looks like he's coming back. At least we keep hearing these pain-free reports from the organization for what they're worth. You know, Jeremy Pena is a huge piece. You can argue the most important one out of all of them, given what we've seen this year and the success the team had with him in the leadoff spot.
I wonder if we find out by today if he'll be back.
If Pena will be back?
If he'll be back tomorrow. I mean, there was talk of that, the potential of that.
Yeah, and not to mention your center fielder who's hitting 300 and is, I mean, I don't know what's going on at the plate, but has been a real, real surprise this year at the plate, big time. So you got some big guns coming back, Ron, and to me the deal is who's going to help the most when they enter back into the lineup?
When they hopefully get back into the lineup.
Yeah, yeah, all the things
three,
considered.
The three big ones. And I think that also means for the rotation, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right, those guys over there, especially Spencer Arrighetti, who I know you're miffed about, and maybe even the other ones like Garcia and J.P.
Well, Spencer's going to take an immense amount of pressure off of Lance McCullers as well as Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. You hope that he will allow them to – not that their approach would ever change, but they would at least have a margin for error there where they could afford to go out there and not have a shutdown ball game and not go seven innings and not carry the complete load. You would hope that would be the case. You know, you look at I think the initial response in terms of the lineup is obviously Yordan Alvarez being one of the best hitters in the game. But when you stack him up against what Pena's done and the fact that Pena is your starting shortstop and when your shortstop's out, all of a sudden, you got a turnstile at shortstop, left field. Well, Cam Smith is DH, first base. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So the importance of getting Jeremy back is significantly bigger than one would think when you get down to discussing it. So,
by the way, I just saw this come on the text line. Does Lance make you guys? Are you guys getting nervous? Does Lance make you nervous?
I'm nervous if Lance has to be my three.
To a degree,
right now, that's where I'm at.
Not near as bad as like when he was making the initial return and all that, but there is a little bit of that.
I could sit back and relax, Tyler, and watch a game.
How many starts?
And enjoy Lance pitching when Arrighetti comes back and if he's nails and he's a good third starter.
Do we feel like with Lance we've gotten past the, you know, he's still working his way back? Because, I mean, he did miss 3 years of baseball. I'm trying to see how many starts Lance
had. I don't think we should be.
I mean, hell, he missed another 2 weeks, didn't he?
Oh, I forgot.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's he got?
I forgot about that foot injury that I hope he's actually recovered.
Is he up to eight yet?
Let me see. Let me find.
Yeah, but between the, like you laid out, Ron, the two, three, whatever, however many years this guy missed from pitching, and then he comes back, and we saw what happened. Then he goes through this new injury and misses a few weeks. Yeah, I don't think we should be anywhere near thinking that. There's got to be a plethora of things he's still working on, you know, picking at, changing with what he's doing up there.
He's got 10 starts, 41 and two-thirds innings, ERA at 6.48. He's got two real bad ones.
Yep.
I think he had another one that wasn't great either. But, no, yeah, I mean, 10 starts with two-plus years, maybe we – I don't know.
I'm in no way, shape, or form quitting on the man. I would feel a lot more comfortable about my Astros if Spencer Arrighetti was a solid third starter, or there was just another starter in the rotation that you're like, yeah, that guy gives us a good third option
like
in
last
a playoff
year,
series.
Like last
Lance
year was
is
Kikuchi.
Just icing on the cake.
Like last year was Kikuchi as the third starter.
Yeah. And I mean, right now you'd have to go with Gusto, right? I mean, is Gusto all right? I ain't heard his name in a minute. I guess maybe did I unplug or is Gusto?
We'll see. I bet Lance throws the third game. I bet it's Framber, Hunter, and Lance the first three games in Seattle.
I'd feel not real confident, but I'd feel a lot better about Lance if he was the fourth guy, not the third. And the third guy, you're going to have to depend on in a playoff series.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to depend on
at
Lance
least the way
the
he's pitched right
he
now.
Offer.
At least the way he's pitching right now.
That's right.
I had my thought here. We're looking at the second half of the season, and I think you're kind of touched on what it will look like if the guys get back. There are two guys in my mind that I'm looking at, and I'm trying to figure out. It would be great if both of them could get going, but I'm trying to think, man, who do I have the most confidence in either one of them get going? And that is like Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz. Yes. I mean, what you've gotten from them in the first half, and then when you connect it with the injuries that you've had, I mean, it's just not even on par with what they usually do, right? And I mean, complete drops off the map of where they usually are. Those two guys, I think, are vital, and I don't know which one I have more confidence in that they will pick it up. Like I look at it, and I think they're going to need one of them too. I don't know which one. that I think I have more confidence in.
I'm going to ride with Christian Walker on this one. Yeah, I mean, just the veteran experience, the sample size that we've seen him. Like, I don't think he's ever going to be overwhelmed. He may be frustrated, but I don't think he's ever going to be overwhelmed or frustrated not frustrated is not the right word, because I'm sure he can definitely get there. But lost, I guess, is what I'm looking for. Fromber's still, I think he's still. What'd I say, Fromber?
Yeah,
not Fromber. I'm talking about Yiner. I'm sorry. He's still green enough to where he's still trying to find himself. And he's struggling behind the plate, too. Like, that's the damnedest thing. I mean, and I've got to do some research on this because I don't need an answer.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand what is going on with him behind the plate. And look, I've talked to a lot of people about it, and I understand that, you know, a lot of bases get stolen off of pitchers, not catchers. But, I mean, there's been plenty of opportunity where a good throw gets a guy out, and he just ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been careless pass balls that are giving up bags. Yeah,
the way he is on defense,
it's not ideal.
And the way he is in terms of throwing runners out, I mean, he's got to be one of the lowest in the American
gotta
League.
Got to be.
His bat's got to come with more than it is.
Agreed.
I mean, Clint, last year, his slash lines, .299, .325 on base, .441 slug. This year, .246, .280 on base, coming down from .325, .408 slugging.
Not to get off this certain Astros topic, but I do have the starting arms for the Astros coming up.
Oh, they do? That is announced?
Yes. Brian McTaggart, a little bit ago, you know him, name been covering the Astros for years and years. McTaggart tweeted out, Astros rotation in this Seattle series will be Friday, Brandon Walter, the left-handed pitcher. Saturday will be Lance McCullers Jr., and Sunday will be Framber.
So Hunter's not pitching?
It does not appear so. Brandon Walter, LMJ, Framber.
Oh, Ginger Nation, man, letting him get a run out of the gate here at this important series.
It is odd, Ron, but maybe they're saying, hey, kid, you're pitching your ass off like we've never seen. Get a little more rest, and let's just go get this thing the second half.
As you're reading, I feel like this person, like, had a climax texting this in. Ron, you should check the lineup for Seattle. You're wrong right now.
Oh.
It says Teresa, but I believe they weren't talking about my mother. But it says, I think they meant there will be no Hunter for this series. I'm thoroughly confused.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but...
It's not a little odd.
I'm not going to...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm not going to look too much into it right now.
I mean, I don't want to. I mean, how?
No, I'm with you.
How big would you say this series is? I mean, I'm not saying it's end all be all, but I mean,
I think it's as important a series as you're going to have in the regular season. I mean, you went 1-5 coming into the All-Star break. This is a team that's chasing you. They could flip this thing and be a two-game lead versus a five-game lead if you mess around and wet the bed. And so, yeah, I would say that in a sense of moving forward and giving yourself a little bit of grace and having the luxury of being able to have a rough run, I would say that this series is usually important.
There is an argument that this is going to be the biggest series you have left unless this series goes left and it happens to get bigger. Yeah. And Hunter Brown, who's been arguably by the numbers, your best pitcher this year. And he hasn't pitched since Sunday. And now he's going to get even. Like maybe it is.
Maybe they're setting up the rotation for a certain, you know, down the stretch. And I'm just spitballing here, but down the stretch, they're setting up a rotation to where he's going to face certain opponents at certain times rotation.
What was that again, Tyler? Brandon Walter. Framber,
Lance, and then Framber.
Lance and Framber. Yeah. Walter, LMJ, Framber.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wow.
Here's the other thing. How many times has...
Wow. Why? What? In my mind, it's like, hey, let's get our best starters out in this series right now to kick it off. Hey, they're going with arguably their two worst starters to kick off the series. That isn't... clearly, there's got to be some strategy to it. Clinton, I know you are scouring to look at this schedule right now. I can't remember who they have behind Seattle in the series after that, which that is.
Well, I'm trying to – I mean, Seattle haven't seen Hunter Brown since April the 9th. So that's not it. I thought maybe
Diamondbacks. You're right. They've got the Diamondbacks afterwards. Interesting. Okay. I would assume there is no injury thing to this with Hunter Brown. I don't know. Maybe there's like they want to rest him up or give him some break with the arm. I don't know. It's interesting. He pitched Sunday off all week, and he will the next time Hunter Brown will pitch would be Monday, right? The next game after the 3-game series.
Get him a full week.
Okay. All right.
Giving him and Framber as much rest as they can, maybe on the backside of this.
It's the only thing I can figure because he's still a young kid. He's going to reach an amount of innings pitched this year that he probably never has reached. So that's the only thing I'm hoping and thinking here is rest a little more.
Can we find it in another space of the schedule? I just like that's my thing. Like I don't. I all right. Let me stop.
I think there's plenty of Astros fans riding with what you're thinking and laying out. I don't think you're wrong.
I'll just say it on, I don't know.
It's something to watch without a doubt.
It's a weird strategy. It reminds me of something Clint would say often last year about the staff.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Some of the decisions. I mean, every time, man, this feels like Dana and Joe and everybody sit in this room and start having those conversations like...
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Smartest guy in the room conversations is just what this feels like.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.